Recording, right. Good Chodesh, everybody. It's nice to have a share in this way, although we prefer in the normal way, but still nothing is normal today. I want to start, first of all, with a vote which I saw this week concerning the subject matter we're going to discuss is the Haftarah of the second day of Shavuos, which comes from this Novi Chavakuk. I'll tell you in a minute about Chavakuk, but first of all, I want to say the following. Everyone knows that the Kabbalah Satorah was preceded by the Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hohor. Everyone knows that. And Rashi says, Kula Keish Echod Beleiv Echod, like one man with one heart. So I think the normal pshat is, we learn, Rashi actually says that all the other nasiyas, all the other journeys were betarumas, with complaints, with they didn't get on properly with each other, and now everybody was unified and with each other. But I saw in Rav Chaim Shmulevich another knetch. It's true, what we're saying is true. But it says, Vayichan Shom, the machne was one. What do you mean the machne was one? So he said that their attitude to each other was, they all arrived at Har Sinai, by Yisu Mirfidim, and they came to Har Sinai. They had to set up tents. They had to set up their living quarters. They didn't live in the space of the bit of the midbar. They had to put up a diras, temporary diras. Well, as anybody knows, I have never done it so, but everybody knows if you have a tent, you usually need a few helpers to help you put up the tent. For some of them were very good tents. So what happened? Each one helped the other. That's the Vayichan Shom Yisrael Negedot. They were interested in the other person. And that was the Achdus. That was the Gevaldik Achdus which they had. So Rav Chaim Shmulevich says, that introduces us to what we're going to discuss today in Chavakuk. Now, first of all, let me tell you, Chavakuk came into existence in the time of Melochim. That means in Elisha's time in Melochim base, it tells you of the various Nisim which Elisha was responsible for, the Nisim which he was allowed to do, and Elisha one day had a problem because he was invited as a guest in a house of Shunamis, and she was a very nice lady. She did a tremendous amount of chesed for him particularly. She made an extension for him. And to cut a long story short, he gave her a bracha that she should have a son. And at Hoichavekes Bain, you will embrace a son. And what happened? He was born to her at that time. And then after some time, that the Nar was in the field and he grew up a bit and then he died. So she didn't give up. She went to rage to go to Elisha and bring him back to revive her son. And he had Chia Sameisin. That was the start or the early beginnings of Chavakuk. Chavakuk means the word embracing. Chavakuk. Chavak. Now, that was at the time of Elisha. But when did actually Chavakuk give his Nevuah? When was his Nevuah in existence? It apparently seems it started in the time of Menashe. Menashe ben Chizkiyah was a tzaddik, Menashe was not. And Chavakuk gave his Nevuah at that. He was asked by Kodesh Baruch Hu to give his Nevuah at that time. Now, it looks like that if he was alive all this time, he must have seen various things in his life. And we shall see what I want to say here, what he saw. But first of all, The pasuk in the Haftarah, which we say on the second day of Shavuos, begins with a sort of introduction. Tefilo lachavaku kanovi al shidyoy nois. What does that mean? The tefilo to chavaku the novi over shidyoy nois. Now shidyoy means mistakes. What mistake did he make? What is he saying here? So the background to this is the previous chapters in Chavakuk. Habakkuk was given an insight into the future, and he was told about the tzoras that would befall Klal Yisroel. Amongst the tzoras, of course, was the Churban Beis Hamikdash, with all that goes with it, and the time of Nebuchadnezzar the Rosha. And Habakkuk saw this all, and he had no shilas of Amunah. In fact, he was the one who the Gemara in Makkos, at the end of Makkos, tells us can you hear me? Okay. The Gemara in Makkos tells us that Bo Habakkuk ve'emido malachas shenema tzadik be'emunosa yichye. A tzadik lives by his emunah. This is a posuk in Habakkuk, not in the Haftarah, which we are saying on Shavuos, but it is a posuk. In other words, he knew that you need emunah to be able to survive. He says, and he is not, the Malbim explains, the significance of a tzadik ve'emunosa yichye is that having seen all the future, and he's seeing how the things will develop, and people will start looking to find out when is this all going to end. Chishev es haketz. Yaakov Avinu wanted to divulge the case, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped him. And other people through the generations, the Habakkuk is giving, telling you what he said, that they will want to come on the Nevi'im Mezuyofim, the Malbim says. Many false prophets will forecast all sorts of cases when it will end. And when it didn't arrive, a lot of them left the whole Torah and the whole mitzvahs and the whole Yiddishkeit. And they became different. We know that. So he says, Sadik be'munosa yichye. He knows that the time will come. But when he talks about the future, Habakkuk is upset. He's upset. And he says to himself, it's not fair. Not fair to the extent the old Kasha, Tzadik, V'raloi, V'rosho, V'tov, like the Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu actually asked that question. Hareini noes kvoidecho, Chazal say on that pasuk, Hareini noes kvoidecho, that it means, show me the what is going on. Why does a tzaddik suffer, and why does a rosha get everything going for him well? I saw in connection with the Habakkuk, you know what he was complaining about besides everything else? Shlomo HaMelech, who was a tzaddik, only reigned for 40 years. He prophesied that Nebuchadnezzar would reign for 45 years. The extra. So he says, why is that? Notwithstanding the fact, he also mentions it, Malbi mentions it in Sukkim, that I don't know if you know, but Nebuchadnezzar didn't have an uncheckered career. You know what happened to him? There came a time in the Sefer Daniel that tells us how Nebuchadnezzar was too big for his boots, and he was told by Daniel, if you don't knuckle under, I'm talking in my language, then you will be in trouble. And he didn't. So for a year, Nebuchadnezzar behaved himself, and he gave tzedakah to the aniyim. They queued at his door every day, and he gave tzedakah to them. And that's tzedakah tatzil mimobes. But after a year, he plats. How long can Nebuchadnezzar carry on giving charity? He said to himself, this is all in Daniel. How can it be? I've got this palace and all these buildings and all this empire. I would have never had it if I had to give charity. So he stopped. So the pasuk says there, you can look it up in Daniel. He went and he became a chayah, which means to say he fell on all fours on like a chayah, like an animal. People saw it. People saw it. Can you imagine? The king, the palace, and suddenly there he is, like a groveling on the ground, like a chaya in the sodah, and eating grass for 7 years. Not just for once, 7 years. In the meantime, Abdul Muraydok, his son, was the regent. He was elected as the king temporarily. And when Nebuchadnezzar came, the punishment was over. After 7 years, he became king again. Can you imagine? I wouldn't imagine it. He became king again. They appointed him as a king. And what did he do with his son, Abdul Muraydok? He put him in prison. He put his son, Abdul Muraydok, in prison. Eventually, when Nebuchadnezzar died, they wanted to make Abdul Muraydok the king. But he said, I'm frightened. How do you know he's alive? He may be still alive, but don't come to make sorrows for me. So what did they do? What did they do? They schlepped out the caver of Nebuchadnezzar, and he saw the dead body, and that's when he became king. What am I telling you this for? Because he got his desserts. He got his dessert in Olam HaZeh in this way. Olam HaBo is a different story, but Olam HaZeh, he got his desserts in the end. But coming back to the point, Sir Habakkuk was very upset. Habakkuk was very upset in the fact... No, it's not on. It's not on.
Why not?
It's not on. It didn't go on.
It is on, he said.
Is it?
The Nachman Zelsa says it's on.
Hello?
Carry on now.
Because I couldn't get it before. So,
right now?
Hello? So what happened? Yes, so Habakkuk now is told by Kodesh Baruch Hu the whole history of the past tense of Klal Yisrael and how Mitzrayim and all the other events that happened in history, and therefore Habakkuk was a sort of in this after apologizing. Now, the connection between Shavuos and the Haftarah, it will seem obvious in the pasuk, because it says Habakkuk said, I was a bit frightened, and I realized I've made a mistake. I'm talking in my language. Elaka mitamon Yahweh. What's that? Now that's a reference to what we always know, that when Hashem misinai bo, when Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he went round the nations. He went round all the nations of the world, and they refused it, as you know. That's alluded to in this pasuk when it says Elokai, Elokai mi Tamon Yahweh, Tamon and Kodesh Mehar Poron. Tamon is the territory which Edom occupied, and Har Poron is where Yishmael occupied. And he went from the, to them to offer them the Torah, and as you know, they refused. Very interesting observation. On the one hand, it's a copy of what we learned in the Chumash, Asher Misinai Bo V'Zorach Misei Lomai. But if you look in the Pasuk, as is pointed out here, it says, Yovai, he will come. What does that mean? The Kodesh Mehar Poron Selah. The verb is Yovai, he will come. I thought he's already come. What do you mean, Yovai? It's a talking about the historical thing. No. So they explain the pshat is like this. Those nations thought they had their own style of living. And when they did not accept the Torah, what did they do? You've got the Edom culture, and you've got the Ishmael culture. And they had their own ways of what we call religion, which is not religion. There's no such thing, but still, that's what they had. Oh, so now we'll come to the goddess of Achren. And then you will see these two nations will be pulled to their senses. Ah, you thought that you had a religion. They will see by the Yemei Samashiach that their religion is not relevant at all. And they are the ones Hashem will come a second time. V'oz Yovai Hashem Shenis, says the Malbim, Mimkayme So'ele, L'hoichiach Lohem, to point out to them, Amitas Hados, the truth of the Torah, Ashiyakiru Kulam Das Rebbes. That's Yom HaMashiach. Things will change. Those very nations who had their own independent thing and they didn't like what we had, in the end they came, will come to their senses. This is the consolation which Habakkuk gets. But still, he's still upset of the sorrows of Klal Yisrael that he can't get away from. But he at least knows that there's going to be an end in sight. And Kodesh Baruch Hu told him all the things that will happen. You know, I don't know if you know the Haftarah of Pesach. It tells us an interesting Zach that at the time of the Gola, of the Kibbutz Golias, the river, it says rivers will split into seven paths. It's not Hasin, not Yam Suf Dafka, but seven paths, it says there. And I was wondering at the time, why is this necessary? I found out as a result of the portion in Habakkuk, you know what will happen? These are the Aseres HaShvotim. They are in the area of the Sambatyon, and they will also come to Eretz Yisrael. And how will they get there? They will get there through that path, which will be the seven paths which Hashem will dry up in order for them to be able to come to the Kibbutz Golias. And the Malbim says that explicitly, and they will come. And on the other hand, the very same water which is dried up will be like big waves for the Goyim, for the anti-Semitic, and will destroy the very many powers. So you've got the contrast. You've got Mamish like Kriyas Yamsuf. What do you mean? You've got the water which dried up for Klal Yisrael, and you've got the water which sank the Mitzrayim. Exactly the same pattern will happen. But it's the Aseres HaShvatim who come from that area will be arrive in those paths. Interessant. Another thing the Malbim points out, it says in the Haftarah, Orea Torer Kashtecha. Now, Kashtecha is referring to a bow. What bow is this referring to? Now, we know at the time of the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said after the Mabul, he made a Keshes. The Keshes is the rainbow, that there won't be a Mabul anymore. Which Keshes is this referring to? Says the Malbim, it's not referring to the Bracha of after the Mabul. It's the Haftarah which says, Ki mei noyach zois li, asher nishbati me'avor me'noyach oid al oretz. But it says, Kei nishbati miktsoif oreich. There's a confirmation that it won't happen again. And I made a new shvur, Kei nishbati, that the final gula will be a final gula. So there's hope for the future. There's hope for the future. I saw as follows. The Briska Rav gave a moshul, a practical moshul, about Sipisali Gula, looking forward to the Gula. He says there was a house where Rachman al-Islam, there was a chayla, who was very ill. And therefore, the natural thing was that they called the doctor. The doctor was very busy. And he said, I'm coming on the visit. He understands the severity of the situation. Can you imagine? So the doctor, so they're inside the house, and there's a knock on the door. They all ran to the door. Oh. It's not the doctor. It was a neighbor who unnoted, I didn't know the situation. It was returning something which they'd borrowed. Fine. A few minutes later, there was another knock on the door. Oh, the doctor's coming. Come the next time. No, it was something else. It was somebody else who had come for a different reason altogether. What was on the faces of the people? They were very upset. But still, they knew the doctor's coming. And they have to wait, because the chayla is in a terrible situation, they knew. And on the other, doctor said he's going to come. So he says, that's what they're looking forward to. By the Meisa Mashiach, Avada, it may be that we're in difficult situations. It may be. But we're waiting for the knock on the door. We're waiting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us with a Novi that is going to come. There's no question of no Yush whatsoever. No Yush whatsoever. The Chafetz Chaim is well known that he had a special beged ready to welcome the Mashiach. It's very important that when we learn this from Habakkuk and we see how Avada, a person, doesn't understand lots of things. We don't understand. Of course we don't understand. But we are upset if people have to suffer. Of course we are. Nebuchadnezzar's time was terrible. Mind you, Habakkuk himself saw the devastation that happened to Melech Ashur, to Sancheriv. He was alive at that time, because that was before Menashe. But still, what happened? He, in fact, Sancheriv was destroyed. His whole millions of arm of soldiers were destroyed. But it's still not the end of the situation, because the Nebuchadnezzar came along and he did a lot of harm. But Habakkuk was in the end, I apologize. What's he apologizing? Because you don't ask questions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows what he's doing, and it's a good thing. You know what I always said? You know, there were these people, and I must say, emotionally understand it. After the war, after the Second World War, you had these people who were Nazi hunting. Why? He's not going to get away with it. I make sure. Now, I do understand it emotionally. What's Ashkofer? The Ashkofer is they will get their desserts in after Misa, because we believe in Gehenna and we believe the person does not get away with it. There's no question of getting away with it at all, even if he dies a peaceful death somewhere. That's what we have to remember. And the final thing we want to say, Ani Mamin Bebuddha Shalema, Bevia Samoshiach, Afa Pishis Mamea. Some say Pshat Afa Pishis Redavka because he is Mamea. And therefore you give up, you say he's not come yet. And we go to Shavuos with this Achdus which we mentioned at the start, and we have confidence that Ani Mamin, and we'll say the Ani Mamin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geulah Shleimah, the Meir of Yomeinu, Amen.